Hey. All right, so it's 3:23 p.m. Eastern time. I'm in Philadelphia. If you've been listening the past few days, you know I was nervous as shit for this thing that I even can't talk about yet. That I did yesterday in California. That is done. It went really well, and I'll tell you about it when I can, hopefully in like 2 weeks. Anyway, so did that, went straight from the thing to the airport, got on a midnight flight to Philadelphia, and then I couldn't sleep on the plane. It's terrible. It's in the middle seat. There was like a big guy next to me. Listen, coach isn't made for everybody, but he was man spreading. He was able to. He's a bigger guy, but he could keep his legs in front of him. But he fell asleep, and then his legs got a leg resting on my leg. Who likes that? Nobody. But whatever. So here I am in the bathroom. Jacqueline's still sleeping. If you hear a bathroom echo, maybe it's good. Maybe it's good for like a little reverb. So this is going to be a short one. Because I'm in a bathroom in Philadelphia. And it's 3:30 in the afternoon. My internal clock is all fucked up. Great time in L.A. and big show tonight in Philadelphia. So who's complaining? Not me. I have a great life. Okay, let's check the news. Two accidentally shot in church while discussing church shootings. Well, as much as that's a fun, silly headline. It's where did this happen? Knoxville. Man accidentally shot himself and his wife in East Tennessee church while showing off his gun and discussing. You shouldn't be showing off your gun, dog. That's like the first thing they teach you. I don't have a lot of experience with guns. A little bit when I was a kid. I went up to the Catskills with my friend's mom. I guess it was a guy she was dating. You know, she was dating some dude. Like, he was a younger dude, but he had money, family money, had this big farm up in the, or whatever you call it. He just had hundreds of acres in the Catskills. He had all these guns. And he's like trying to bang this dude's mom. So he takes me and my friend out shooting guns. And that's like the first thing. It's like always pointed at the ground. You know, you have these rules that you just, I remember. So I don't think this guy followed those rules. They would even be like toy guns. Don't even point a toy gun at a person. Like, that's the point of a toy gun, is to point it at a person. Point it at a kid. We played guns. Love toy guns. I'm very pro toy gun. I'm anti-gun, but you have talked about that before, but definitely pro-toy gun. I think we should have all the toy guns we want. Oklahoma teacher accused of having sex with underage student. How cliche. I mean, really, aren't these teachers just sick of being another teacher to fuck the student? A married teacher in Oklahoma was arrested Wednesday, accused of having sexual relations with an underage student. Was arrested. Second degree rape. Let's see, she was reportedly married to the school's football coach. Oh, boy. That football coach has got to feel pretty bad. She's 22. God. She's 20. You shouldn't. What's a 22-year-old doing in a high school? Of course it's going to fucking go down. You shouldn't be allowed to teach in a high school until you're like 50. You have a little restraint. 22. You know, your brain's not even formed yet. It should be around basically almost the same. An 18-year-old kid, 22-year-old. I don't know how old the kid was. Fox News bans Kiss frontman Gene Simmons for life. Well, here's the problem there. Frontman, of course, is Paul Stanley. Gene Simmons is a fucking bass player. I understand he sticks his tongue out, all that shit. But frontman's a singer. No doubt. You can't say that Gene Simmons is a frontman. There's no Kiss without Paul Stanley. You can have a Kiss without Gene Simmons. You replace Gene Simmons, I don't give a fuck. Not... Actually, you replace all of them, I don't care. You actually take Kiss and never allow any of the music ever to be played again and ban them from the country. It's not affecting my life. But he's not the front man. But imagine how annoying you have to be. Gene Simmons is one of the most annoying people on the planet. He's so annoying, he got banned from Fox News. Now that's got to... Much like that football coach whose wife had sex with a student, it's gotta hurt. You know, it's like, you're like, hey, but this is where all the assholes hang out. You're like, dude, you're too much of an asshole to even hang out with us assholes. I mean, that poor football coach, going back to that Oklahoma school. Because, you know, those football players, they're like, they're laughing at him a little bit. They're like, dude, you're telling me, call me a pussy, you know, you're calling me, saying I'm weak, I'm nothing, whatever, football coach, drill sergeant, shit, he's yelling about that. Your wife's banging us, dude. It's a bummer. Being cheated on is a terrible thing. Police, Eddie Van Halen's $100,000 guitar stolen from San Antonio's Hard Rock Cafe. Is it really a $100,000 guitar? In order for it to be a $100,000 guitar, someone's got to pay $100,000 for it. You know, who's doing that? I guess there must be some, but... And it's just hanging... If it was that expensive, why is it in the San Antonio Hard Rock Cafe? Couldn't they just put any guitar there and say, hey, look, it's Eddie Van Halen's guitar? Who gives a shit? You go buy any guitar, give it to Eddie Van Halen, say, hey, this is your guitar, and then take it back from him. You give him $50 and you have Eddie Van Halen's guitar. So now I'm going to put this up in the San Antonio Hard Rock. I can't, who's going, every city I go to, I walk by a Hard Rock Cafe and there's people in it. It's very, who the fuck's going to a Hard Rock Cafe? Is it really, like, that interesting to see? Like, hey, look, there's a mic stand Axl Rose used. So what? It just doesn't really, the food can't be that good. It's not like it's known, I've never heard somebody say, you gotta get the fucking the clam chowder. I don't know. You want a good steak, go to the Hard Rock Cafe. No one says that. So yeah, just go buy another guitar and put it up on the wall, say that's the same thing. And then this guy's gotta try to fucking, the guy who stole this, now gonna try and fence a hot Eddie Van Halen guitar. You go to a pawn shop, say this is worth $100,000. I'll take $300. That's how much I would give him for Eddie Van Halen's guitar. Not even. I mean, I'd say $75. You can do better someplace else. Go ahead. I will give you $75. So I debate I think this is an insurance scam. I think that's what this is about, saying Hard Rock Cafe, nobody's going there. Or people are going there, but they need some money. So it's like, hey, listen, we just say someone stole a guitar. It's worth $100,000. All right. Well, that's enough for today. Hopefully tomorrow I won't be doing this in the bathroom, but I might. It's okay in here. See you tomorrow. We love you.